Good morning, everyone. John Hockenberry here with Amy Holmes. And we're joined now by my former colleague and now Director of Communications for the White House Office on Healthcare Reform, former ABC News journalist Linda Douglas joins us from Washington. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So the reason we asked you on the program is to really help us decode the process that's taking place now for lawmakers. The House has been on recess for some time now. The Senate just went out after voting the Cash for Clunkers bill, reauthorizing the Cash for Clunkers bill. But when the Blue Dog Democrats in the House insisted on a delay in the health care vote, they said they wanted to take the proposals on the table back to their constituents and get a real solid, honest reaction from them. That's been challenging from your perspective, wouldn't you say?
You know, I'd actually say it's just the opposite. I mean, this is where the advocates for health reform, health reform in communities and states all around the country, really are finally going to have the advantage of going back to people's neighborhoods, to people's homes, and talking to them about what's going on in their lives with rising health care costs, with unfair insurance regulations that deny people coverage, health care costs that are beginning to stifle, you know, the ability for businesses to grow, especially small businesses all around the country. So we think that getting the discussion away from the inside the beltway chatter of Washington and back into people's communities is actually really going to make for a much more truthful discussion that has to do with people's lives.
Linda Douglas, this is Amy Holmes here. So would you say then that the folks who've been showing up at these town halls are legitimate constituents and not the fringers as they've been described by some Democrats?
Well, you know, clearly there is an organized effort to disrupt the town halls. You've seen the stories about a couple of organizations that are based in Washington and financed with people with a lot of money and people who are lobbying for special interests, and they've been dispatching some people to these town halls. On the other hand, you know, some people who are going to the town halls are citizens who have legitimate concerns. There's been a multi-million dollar campaign to scare people out there, which is always what happens when you try to bring healthcare reform into place and disrupt the status quo.
And it's not just healthcare. I mean, we see it with issue after issue after issue in Washington. It seems to me the entire language is infected with this sort of hysteria on both sides, I think. And you began this conversation with a kind of dizzying list of information about why healthcare is important. And, you know, I wasn't fact-checking you as you spoke. But we spoke with Senator Jim DeMint of South Carolina on this program just a few days ago. And, you know, he also had a dizzying kind of pace of information that he was trying to throw in. And listen to this.
Once we make healthcare free, it's going to be impossible to control the cost without rationing. So people are not only concerned about the cost, they're concerned about the government deciding what kind of treatments we can get and what kind of treatments we can't get.
Now, I don't want to debate what Jim DeMint was talking about there. He's obviously opposed to government intervention. But there, in a very short 15-second bite, he says that the program that the Democrats are advocating would make all health care free, that it's going to involve rationing, and that the government will determine what kind of treatments we can get. First of all, how do you fact-check that, and how do you deal with that dizzying array of information?
Well, first of all, everything about that is wrong. People who have health insurance from work, who like that insurance, most people work at big companies. They have big group insurance. Nothing's going to change for them. They can keep what they have. The only thing that will change in any way is a significant improvement in your protections against unfair insurance regulations that deny you coverage, pre-existing conditions, you know, caps on how much you can spend every year for your health care. Those are the kinds of things that will change for people with insurance. People who don't have insurance, small businesses or people who are underinsured, they'll be able to go to the insurance exchange and buy from a series of affordable options. But none of that is free. And certainly in terms of the government making decisions about your care, that's an old charge that they're dusting off, you know, that comes up every time you try to make a change in health care.
Well, if you look
this is a standard, these will be standard insurance plans that will be affordable in a way that is plans that are available that are not available today.
But if you look at the approval rating numbers, the message seems to be sticking. Listen to this. Jim DeMint went on and talked about this particular assessment of what it is the Democrats and the Obama administration wants for health care. And then I want to talk to you about tactics, Linda Douglas.
They want a single-payer, government-controlled health care system.
Some Democrats do.
Well, the president's on record as saying that. Charlie Rangel, Barney Frank, the people who are leading this legislation are on record saying that that's where they want to take us.
They have cast you, Linda Douglas, as leading a charge of progressive Democratic radicals in the House and Senate to transform health care. And tactically, how do you fight that message?
Well, Well, you know, we fight it by giving people the facts, and we've been doing that very aggressively. You may have seen that starting this week, we are starting to put out a series of videos where we debunk all the false information, and there's a ton of false information out there. Next week, we're going to start making available a website where people can go and seek information on their own. They can get the truth. It's something along the lines of what we did during President Obama's presidential campaign. They'll be able to share the truth with their neighbors. This is private insurance. It is built upon the employer-sponsored system. You know, not much is going to change except that you'll be protected against unfair insurance rules. But if you don't have insurance or you're with a small business, you'll finally be able to get affordable options that are not available today. And by the way,
Linda,
that's rationing.
Hold on. Let me interrupt. And the messaging that you're doing on this show is great. But there was a story that came out this week that you're going further than just directing people to information. You're asking them for information. Your director of new media said, please forward emails if you see people, if you see chain emails and people are sending you this stuff. And this has been very controversial. Are you still pursuing this program?
Absolutely. I mean, all we're doing is asking people who hear something that they're not sure about, hear something that they're wondering if it could be true, to forward the information, not names. We're not keeping lists. We're not tracking the sources of the information, but the information, so that if it's false information, we can make the facts available to people. One thing we discovered in the campaign, there were many, many false stories that were being circulated about the president, then the candidate, Senator Obama. What we found was when you give people the information, they take the time to inform themselves and they do learn the truth. And that's what we're going to be doing with health reform.
Well, it is a challenge because one of the truths is that the approval rating for Barack Obama and especially his handling of health care, the polling seems to be flat or down on that. And certainly that's got to be something that you're concerned with. Linda Douglas, Director of Communications for the White House Office on Health Care Reform, talking about the tactics and strategy of controlling the message. Thank you, Linda.
Thank you. And
on Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.